Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bad Bleeps of the Bible. Oh my gosh, welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Bad Bleeps of the Bible. It's me, your host, Scott, and I am so stoked to tell you this story today. It's one of those stories that really make you say, excuse me, what? It's quick, it's brutal, it's wacky. It's sometimes described as the most gruesome moment in the Bible, which, honestly, I beg to differ. Just let's all recall that story that shall not be named. That, I think, was the most brutal, but I digress. This story is one of those that made me want to start this podcast, meaning it's an untold story from the Bible. It's insane, but it should definitely be told. So without further ado, let's get into it. Today's bad bleep is Ehud, and we're telling the story of his defeat of the tyrannical and portly king Eglon. In the early days of Israel's nationhood, at the beginning of the book of Judges, a time when the Israelites were just beginning to establish themselves in this promised land, that land of milk and honey, after a crazy 40-year walk in the wilderness, they faced a formidable adversary, King Eglon of Moab. And Eglon was formidable in a way that Jabba the Hutt was a formidable adversary to Luke Skywalker. Formidable in the way that Ursula was a formidable adversary to Ariel. And I guess formidable in the way that the Blob was formidable to mankind. You see where I'm going here, right? Yeah? The Bible describes Eglon as thus, and I'm quoting directly from the KJV version of the Bible in Judges chapter 3, verse 17, if you want to fact check me on this. The Bible describes Eglon as a very fat man. The direct quote is, Eglon was a very fat man. Rough. But this morbid obesity does come back to haunt the tyrannical ruler later on in the story too, so stay tuned for that. But just because he's portly does not mean that Eglon wasn't powerful. Eglon's forces were bolstered by alliances with the Ammonites and the Amalekites at the time, and they became one of the first giant significant challenges for the young nation of Israel, again, fresh from their exodus out of Egypt and still trying to find their footing in this promised land. And as Eglon tightened his grip around the Israelites, the cries of those oppressed Israelites reached the heavens, and it was during this dark hour that a Benjamite, again, 12 tribes of Israel, hello, a Benjamite named Ehud emerged as an unlikely champion. And yes, I get that these names are confusing, but just remember, Ehud, champion, Eglon, foe, Ehud, savior, Eglon, portly king who's tyrannical. Hopefully that helps. And Ehud was unlikely for many reasons, but because of one specific unique trait. Again, the Bible being crazy descriptive in this story describes Ehud, not Eglon, Ehud, as a man left-handed. Cool. So our story is a left-handed hero against a morbidly obese tyrant. Again, the Bible's wild, y'all. But Ehud's left-handedness, a trait that was actually considered really unusual in the time, proved to be just the thing that would tackle the insatiable conquering appetite of the tyrant Eglon. You see, our hero Ehud knew that King Eglon had a bit of a weakness for indulgence, clearly. So, Ehud decided to use that to his advantage. Crafty Ehud, our hero, fashioned himself a sword, but not just any sword, mind you, but a sneaky, double-edged, and deadly sword. But what's special is where he hid it. Ehud was able to conceal the sword under his garments, snug against his right thigh, where no one would think to look, since nearly all men, minus the few left-handed weirdos at the time, were right-handed and would automatically reach for their sword from the left. So he hid his sneaky little double-edged sword on a side where no one would think to look. And so, armed with his hidden left-handed sword, a tribute that he had prepared, supposedly, for the King Eglon, and a cunning plan, Ehud set out to meet with the obese king in his palace, described as being opulent and in the city of palm trees, which is, just side fun fact, Jericho. And I know I just described the king here as obese, sure. The Bible at this point in the story actually doesn't call Ehud obese. They were a little bit more aggressive. They actually called him a word that means calf-like, as in the size of a cow. Again, rough. But anyway, with this tribute from the Israelites in hand, Ehud was able to gain entry to the king's presence. And he was able to slip past the guards who looked for that sword on the opposite side of where it was being concealed. And so, armed with this tribute, Ehud gained entry to the king's presence, where he walked up to the king and whispered to Eglon that he had a secret message from God, the God of the Israelites. And Eglon, always eager for more riches and more tributes and especially more secrets, actually dismissed his attendants and his guards from the room in order to hear this special secret. And not only that, he dismissed his guards, but he also took Ehud into his inner chambers to receive this gift and this secret personally. And it's here where things get even more interesting and a little more wild. Hang on to your butts. Again. As Ehud approached the king, he leaned in close and he whispered the secret, saying, "I have a message from God unto thee." And with that, Ehud, with his left hand, took the dagger from his right thigh and thrust the dagger into Eglon's belly. And it's here where I'm going to give a little bit of a graphic warning. It's not crazy, but just warning y'all, it gets a teensy bit, I guess, aggressive. The Bible says that the shaft, you know, the part of the sword that you hold on to, along with the sword, was plunged into Eglon. And Eglon's belly, being so full, actually ate/absorbed the sword. The Bible actually states, and again, I'm quoting the Bible here, don't come at me. It says, "The fat closed upon the blade so that Ehud could not draw the dagger out of Eglon's belly, and the dirt came out." And yes, dirt is a weird word here. It's not used anywhere else in the Bible. Most scholars believe that it is, you know, his inner workings, you might say. You get the drift. Regardless, this sheer size of Eglon's girth was so much that the blade disappeared within his fat, ultimately sealing Eglon's fate. And Ehud wasted no time in making his escape. He locked the doors behind him and fled from the city. Meanwhile, Eglon's servants and guards were completely unaware of their king's demise, and they waited outside the locked chamber for a very long time. And after this long time, they finally broke down the door and discovered the grisly truth. Their king lay dead, slain by the hand of the left-handed hand of Ehud. But y'all, Ehud's bravery actually doesn't end there. Yes, he rid Israel of the large tyrannical tyrant that is Eglon, but he also rallied the Israelites to arms, and he led them in a fierce battle against the Moabites, where the Israelites emerged victorious. 10,000 Moabite soldiers fell that day, and the land was finally freed from the oppressive grasp of the Moabites and King Eglon. And so, Ehud's left-handed, vigilante self defeated the portly and perfidious King Eglon. And Ehud's victory and Eglon's defeat paved the way for actually 80 years of peace for the Israelites, which is a huge thing. God was actually happy for 80 years. When does that happen? And y'all, this is why I started this podcast. I know the story's wild. It ends there. But like, there are so many of these weird and wild, just random stories in this text, which is why I feel like this podcast can go on forever. And I can't wait to tell you more of these wacky stories of left-handed heroes that defeat Jabba the Hutt-like tyrants. And I think it's a great reminder here that even the most unlikely of heroes can change the course of history by relying on the very thing that makes them unique, weird, and special. And that, my friends, is the story of our bad bleep Ehud and his defeat of the corpulent king, Eglon. I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode. Please feel free to get in touch with me and share those thoughts, those church stories, at badbleepsofthebible@gmail.com. You can also find us on Instagram and TikTok at Bad Bleeps of the Bible. And sources for today's story can be found in our show notes. And please, y'all, rate, review, subscribe, and share. Catch you next time, and watch out for kings whose general appetite might just match their own appetite for oppression. Bye!